Krishna Book, Canto 14, Sudama, Chapter 80, Scene 3. Sudama enters the palace of Rukmini. It was, of course, very difficult to reach the palaces of the kings of the Yadu dynasty, but Brahmanas were allowed to visit. And when the Brahmana friend of Lord Krishna went there, he, along with other Brahmanas, had to pass through three military encampments. In each camp, there were very big gates, and he also had to pass through them. After the gates and camps, there were 16,000 big palaces, which were the residential quarters of the over 16,000 queens of Lord Krishna. This Brahmana, named Sudama, entered one palace which was very gorgeously decorated. And when Sudama entered this beautiful palace, he felt that he was swimming in the ocean of transcendental pleasure. Sudama felt himself constantly diving and surfacing in that transcendental ocean. At that time, Lord Krishna was sitting on the bedstead of Queen Rukmini. Even from a considerable distance, Krishna could see the Brahmana coming to his home and could recognize Sudama as his friend. Immediately, Lord Krishna left his seat and came forward to receive his Brahmana friend. And upon reaching him, Krishna embraced the Brahmana Sudama with his two arms. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental pleasure, and yet Krishna himself felt great pleasure upon embracing the poor Brahmana because Krishna was meeting his very dear friend. Lord Krishna had Sudama seated on his own bedstead and personally brought him all kinds of fruits and drinks to offer Sudama, as is proper in receiving a worshipable guest. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Pure, but because he was playing the role of an ordinary human being, Krishna immediately washed the feet of the Brahmana Sudama, and for his own purification, Krishna sprinkled the water onto his head. After this, Lord Krishna smeared the body of Sudama with different kinds of scented pulp, such as sandalwood, aguru, and saffron. Krishna immediately burned several kinds of scented incense, and, as is usual, Krishna offered Sudama aratrik with burning lamps. After thus offering the Brahmana an adequate welcome, and after Sudama had taken food and drink, Lord Krishna said, "My dear friend, it is a great fortune that you have come here." The Brahmana, being very poor, was not dressed nicely. His clothing was torn and dirty, and his body was also very lean and thin. The Brahmana Sudama appeared not to be very clean, and because of his weak body, Sudama's bones were distinctly visible. The goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, personally began to fan the Brahmana with a chamara fan, but the other women in the palace became astonished at Lord Krishna's behavior in receiving the Brahmana Sudama in this way. They were surprised to see how eager Lord Krishna was to welcome this particular Brahmana. They began to wonder how Lord Krishna could personally receive a Brahmana who was poor, not very neat or clean, and poorly dressed. But at the same time, they could realize that this Brahmana was not an ordinary living being. They knew that he must have performed great pious activities. Otherwise, why was Lord Krishna, the husband of the goddess of fortune, taking so much care for this Brahmana? And they were still more surprised to see that the Brahmana was seated on the bedstead of Lord Krishna. They were especially surprised to see that Lord Krishna had even embraced Sudama exactly as Krishna would embrace his elder brother Balaramaji. Because Lord Krishna used to embrace only Rukmini or Balaram and no one else. Thus ends chapter 80, scene 3. Sudama enters the palace of Rukmini. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahima. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti quotes from the Padma Purana, the Uttarakhanda section, wherein we learn that the Brahmana Sudama actually entered the palace of Rukmini. As it is stated, Sudama stood for a moment in silence at the doorway of Queen Rukmini's palace.